We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to the Field of 68 live from Husk Brewing here at 225 East Monroe Street in downtown Phoenix. We are going to be live here for the next hour or so. We have trivia coming up here in about 10 or 15 minutes. But before we do, we wanted to give you the latest on the Arkansas basketball coaching search. John Henson's down there. Randolph Childress is here. Jeff Goodman's here. My name is Rob Doster. Jeff, you've been doing some reporting. You've been doing some research. I don't think you have news on a hire actually being done.
No, you might.
I haven't talked to you about it.
No, I do not, because there is no hire. There's no hire yet at Arkansas, but right now, Hunter Yurecek's obviously Chris Beard turned him down. Jerome Tang turned him down. Chris Jans is kind of a name right now in the mix. Mississippi State head coach who would fit in well at Arkansas. Will Wade is not in the equation. Not in the equation right now. And a big part of it is, what I'm being told, Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, is basically saying, and some of the other ADs, like, until his show cause is done, we're not hiring Will Wade. So he's out of the equation. Obviously, the Arkansas fan base would love to have Will Wade, but a lot of the other coaches don't want Will Wade in the league, right? Rightfully so. Why would they?
He gets it done. I mean, I call him a shark.
Right.
He's good, man.
Yeah, really good. Really good. So right now you're talking Chris Jans. Darryl Walker's probably going to get a Zoom today, or already has had a Zoom. He played at Arkansas. Had a great year at Arkansas Little Rock. So Jans, Walker, we know, are kind of in the equation right now. I think Walker's a long shot. I think right now, Chris Jans might be the leader. Another name that I don't know if he's right now squarely in the mix or maybe down a peg is Bucky McMillan at Samford. And then you've got the looming shadow of John Calipari. The looming shadow of, do you take a shot if you're Hunter Yurecek, the AD, and just see. Now he's owed $33 million right now at Kentucky. If you got to buy it out. So I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a major long shot. But Cal would listen, as I've said. If Florida A&M called Calipari, he would listen. He loves the attention that much.
So Cal would have to pay, or Arkansas would have to pay Kentucky $33 million.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But again, it's kind of out there as a rumor. I do not see it happening. But if you're Hunter Yurecek and you can raise the money, why wouldn't you?
How about a guy like Bob Ritchie?
Hard, not coming off a tournament. Bucky McMillan, more like in that area, and probably a little more shit to him. You know, you got to need that at Arkansas. You need that a little bit. And the style he plays, RC, that up and
so
down
that's
style.
That's my thing. Right? What do we associate Arkansas basketball with? Right? What does everybody think about them for? It's the Nolan Richardson teams, right? What did they play? 40 minutes of hell. What is 40 minutes of hell? It ain't that different from Buckyball. Why wouldn't you try to lean back into that? Like that's what
eventually.
I don't understand. Like I get that you're Arkansas and you want to make a splashy hire because you're supposed to be, according to Jeff Goodman, the second best job in the SEC. And if you're the second best job in the SEC and you've been turned down by Chris Beard, you've been turned down by Jerome Tang, you had your head coach leave to go take the USC job, which I think we'll all agree is probably a step down. But, like, But why wouldn't you go after the guy that plays the style that you know? Like,
because
that is what you are.
Press conference.
Well, who cares about the press conference? Go win basketball games.
Well,
did Nate Oates win the press conference?
My pops was like the Arkansas. Like, but for me, I don't really. I mean, I know Arkansas basketball because I watch hoop, but people my age and kid, like, they don't really necessarily know Arkansas as a
not school. Nolan Richardson.
Yeah, they
right,
just don't.
Right.
So
people are C's age now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. Mus was the guy to kind of bring them back, and he dipped. So now they're back to square one.
Arkansas is a really good job. Great fan base. But they want somebody that wants to be there, and I don't know how many people want to be there.
Chris Jans, Bucky McMillan. Now again,
you got to get a guy that wants to be there.
Yeah. I think both of those. They're good fits. Yeah, and I'm not hating on Christian.
They're not
winning the press
conference with either. But at this point, the only
I don't think there's a hire out there.
No one is leaving their job
that would win the press conference to go to Arkansas. So you're going to have to identify a style or a personality that you believe will fit. And pull the trigger and offer him the job.
You know
and
who
that,
else?
That may be mid-major. That may be a
quote-unquote lesser high-major. It just seems high risk, low reward.
You know, for me. You know who else didn't win the press conference until he showed up and won the press conference? Pat Kelsey. Louisville fans weren't sitting there saying, this is the hire that we need. They got turned down by a bunch of people, and then they went out, they hired Pat Kelsey, and Louisville fans were like, what the hell is this? And then he shows up, and boom, all of a sudden people realize, hey, you know what? Maybe this guy knows a little bit about what he's doing. I bet the same thing happens if you get Bucky McMillan,
yeah.
If you go out and you get someone like a Chris Jans, right? Go out and get a guy that can coach.
I'll tell you what you're doing. When it takes this long, you're starting behind the eight ball is what you're doing.
Yep.
Guys are going to enter the portal, and you're going to have to start this thing from scratch.
Well, that's why you got to move quick now.
That's going to be hard.
You got to move quick, and it's hard because it's kind of a reset once you missed on Beard and Tang, right? You were hoping you didn't have to get to this point. Now you're there. You don't have a search firm. There's no search firm with this one. So you're kind of doing it on your own if you're Hunter Yurecek, and it's like it's a lot. It's a lot to try to figure out quickly.
It's like a house on the market too long. Now nobody wants it. You know what I mean? And I don't know what they're going to do.
There. Well, you want it.
Field of 68 can run the show for a little bit. We can run the show for a little bit until they figure it out. I think we can run a good program. You know, RC can coach.
I'll play
development. I can bang with the big boys down
Henson,
here.
You still got tricks. Your show calls. You still got your show calls.
I got my – no, for Field of 68, not the NCAA. So.
We gave him a show calls for cheating in the –
oh.
Yeah,
so
he gave me a show calls. It's a two-hour show clause that ends at 7.
He got caught. He wasn't even good at it. He's holding this piece of paper. I'm looking down there.
Listen, all I'm saying, I got a W. You got to take my banner back.
It needs to happen quickly if you want to. And that's what happens, too. If it's not done quickly enough, you're going to get these other coaches turning it down because they're like, man, I don't want to build this thing up from scratch.
It's such a good job, though.
Oh, it is a good job.
Man, like, you got to be the right fit for it.
But it's a fit job. It's a good job because of it.
Totally
is. It's a fit. It's not a job that everybody – I don't agree with you that it's the second best job, only because I don't know if coaches, unless there's a local guy that was born there or raised there or something like that, then, you know, it's – I think it's a good job. I don't think it's the second best job.
Yeah, no, I, it's right there. That's all I'm saying. It's right there, one of the top jobs in the SEC, and one of the reasons that people – listen, Jerome Tang didn't leave Kansas State because he loves Kansas State. His family loves it. He's got two kids that are high school age. Parents are there. So he didn't want to uproot. Chris Beard felt some level of loyalty to Keith Carter, who brought him in after everything that happened at Texas. He's only been there a year. I think they're going to get somebody pretty good, but again, it's not going to be the name of Beard or Tang. It's not going to be certainly the resume, but Jans has done pretty well over the course of his career. And Bucky McMillan, trust me, that dude can coach, and I think he can invigorate, like he can get a program really going again. Maybe not like Musk. He's not going to take his shirt off and
Let me ask you guys a question about Jans, because he's kind of been a guy where the places that he's had the most success have been the places where he can kind of, you know, he jukes it up a little bit. He gets the second chance guys. He gets the bounce back guys. He gets the overlooked guys, because he's kind of an overlooked guy. The New Mexico States of the world, the Mississippi States of the world. If you're at Arkansas, I don't think you're getting – you're not relying on second chance guys. You can go out and get yourself, like, top 50 guys. You can get a five-star here or there. You can go out and get players from Arkansas there's talent that comes out of that state. Does that worry you at all with a hire like James?
No. I he can flat out coach. It doesn't worry me. Jeff, I got a better question. Again, if you're not going to win a press conference, is there an assistant out there that could get this job?
I like how you said, I got a better question. You just didn't even bother responding.
I see how you really feel, Randolph.
I see how you feel, Childress.
That's not okay. What I'm saying. I'm just thinking of – I think he do a great job. I don't question it. I think he – that's his style of play. I think he coaches well enough that he can adapt to any style. Right? Must went in there and got guys. He got first-rounders. He got pros to come there. And my question is, we're so busy focusing on the head coach. Is there an assistant? You got a better chance of pulling an assistant up if you're not going to win the press conference. If you're not going to win it now and the Tangs and everybody else has turned you down.
The only guy that would come to mind for me is Kellen Sampson. He'd be the only assistant that I would say maybe. And here's the thing with Kellen. In 2 years, 3 years, Kelvin's going to retire. And it's his job. So why would you go anywhere and jeopardize that? You've already helped
build that. Just told me it's the second best job in the SEC.
Yeah, well, Houston's pretty good job right now, too, in the Big 12.
Well, it's because of that guy. That guy's there that
right.
got it rolling.
And you know he's going to leave it in a good spot. But he's going to leave it in a good spot for
Houston,
you.
Houston needs a fit, too.
What's a good spot, though?
Houston needs a fit, too. Houston's starting to develop an identity.
I just don't think they're going to go assistant at Arkansas.
But according to Jeff Borzello, they're not going to be a preseason top 10 team next year.
Rob's got Jeff Borzello vendetta out.
Yeah, Jeff Borzello.
Jeff Borzello.
Listen,
they got beef.
He said Houston's not a preseason top 10 team. But he actually just texted me and said that Kevin Sweeney has bad info. He has Houston number 9. So, Borzello.
Actually,
Jeff,
no surprise.
And from Kevin Sweeney just told me he needs to apologize from the bottom of his heart because he's known for having bad info. Listen, when we get back, we're going to learn more about Kevin Sweeney's bad info when we get to trivia. That is coming up next.
Haven't heard by now, we are partnered with BetMGM. We'll be using the BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for the listeners and the viewers of the Field of 68. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, you can use the bonus code FIELD, and you will get up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's the best part. All you need to do is deposit and bet $10 of your own hard-earned money. This is how you make it work. Download the BetMGM and sign up using the bonus code FIELD. Deposit at least $10 and place your first wager on any game. And three, you will receive up to $1,500 in bonus bets if that bet loses. And most importantly, we have some fun stuff coming up for the Final Four. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops, odds boosts, and what I love, a nice little parlay boost, as well as a ridiculous array of prop bets on anything that you could possibly imagine betting on. BetMGM is and always will be the king of the prop bet. So go download the BetMGM app and use that code FIELD to sign up today. By now, you guys have surely heard about Autograph, an app founded by Tom Brady with the intention of disrupting the way that fans consume content covering their favorite teams. Here's how the app works. All of the podcasters and bloggers and digital creators covering a team have their content sent to that team's page in Autograph. Instead of having to bounce from site to site or try to navigate the only safe for work spaces that are left on X, you just scroll through Autograph. This isn't a hard sell. This is the truth. I'm a UConn fan. I use the Autograph app to keep up with the writers I read and the pods that I listen to. The best part is that every piece of content that you consume gives you reward points. The more you get, the more chances you have at things like discounted tickets and signed memorabilia. Whether you are a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, We all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. After a six-month season loaded with cross-country travel, I can promise you that proper recovery is a priority for me these days. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of The Field of 68. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or the EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in New Jersey or at one of the hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. If you're interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself, go to unifiedhealing.com/unified68 to learn more and find a center near you. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including the EE system.
Welcome back to the Field of 68 live from Huss Brewing here at 225 East Monroe Street in downtown Phoenix. And we are now joined by a little bit of a Purdue presence here. I know you're the Missouri State head coach, but you have deep Purdue ties. How excited are you to see your I'm going to call them your Boilermakers. They can be your Boilermakers this weekend. How excited are you? Konzo Martin, by the way, to see you.
Very excited, man. I mean, just to see these guys. My son is a walk-on on the team, but Matt Painter was a teammate of mine. Brandon Brantley was a teammate, like a brother to me. Paul Luss and I grew up together. Elliot Bloom, I've been knowing those guys for years. So that's like family, man. But to see those guys do what they're doing, because they put a tremendous amount of work into it, man, it just feels so good just to be here and be a part of it.
How do you think that Paint has handled everything over the last year? Because obviously we know how devastated he was by the loss last season in the NCAA tournament, but he hit it head on, Konzo. Did that surprise you how he handled everything?
Not at all. I think when people say ball is life, that's always been his life. I mean, when we were in college, man, his teammates, the Street Smith magazines, all that stuff, that was Matt Painter all the time. And he was one of those guys, as a young guy, he would say to coach in huddles, like, coach, respectfully, coach, we should try this because this guy's hot and that sort of thing. And Paint was a guy, he was a point guard at 6'6". But I think just going through that, man, he understood that we have to go through this in order to get where we're trying to go, man. But with a tremendous amount of humility, because, again, he's a student of the game, he's a teacher of the game, and he has a tremendous amount of passion for his job, man. So I'm happy to see the guy get here.
How do your Boilermakers get the win tomorrow? What's the key?
We all understand it's going to be a street fight. If we don't make it a street fight, it can get ugly. I think the one thing that we have the best player in college basketball. And you're talking about a guy that, if there's not two defending him, it's going to be tough for anybody to beat him, because he's a phenomenal player. He has relentless focus in Zach Edey. He's coming at you the whole time. His conditioning is impeccable for that size. He has great hands. He makes his free throws. So you have to make a decision. Now, what happens is, and I said this before, in a tournament setting, that second game is very tough against Purdue because it's too late to prepare for Zach Edey. All of a sudden, you realize it, you're down 10, 3 minutes left in the game. So now, if you're not used to doubling, you start doubling, they make shots. So again, it's going to be a chess match with two phenomenal coaches.
If you are Dan Hurley, what are you doing to slow down Zach Edey? Are you sending a double there? Because me and Randolph were arguing about this earlier. I'm saying that you got to send two. You got to send help.
Well, respectfully, Dan said we're going to do it our way. You know that's what happened. That's what makes him good, because he has an edge and a grit to him. But if you're not used to doubling consistently, now you have your guys scrambling in a situation, Purdue making threes, the crowd gets into it. Now your guys second guessing and doubting, because they said, I thought we were supposed to be the guys. And then they go into the locker room or late in the game, it's too late because Zach is coming and he doesn't get in foul trouble. So you have to apply pressure on Zach every time down. So if your big guy's not assertive the whole game, it's going to be tough for you.
Where does he stand for you? You've been around the game for a long time. I'm not going to date you, but you've been around the game for a long time, right? Where does he stand in terms of the best players that you've seen at the college level?
Well, with our Purdue family, all the basketball guys in the family, I don't say things on social media because my roommate and my brother was Glenn Robinson, the big dog. So we got to be careful there.
I'm gonna help you with that.
But see,
let's start right there.
See,
let's start right there.
See, and he was phenomenal and just relentless with it. I just think we, in terms of big guys in the college game, if you say who are the best forward, and again, I hadn't done any homework, but Kareem, Bill Walton, if Ralph was a big guy, and I know Shaq and those guys were phenomenal, but when you look at numbers, production, I mean, Zach is 1, 2, 3, or 4, however you want to look at it. Now, Christian Leighton, if you say he's a center, he's probably the best all around for his production and winning championships. So he's got to be one of the top five of all time in that position. But I don't think you can put him in a category with, you know, 15, 20 other guys. It's been great point guards, shooting guards, and all that. It's not fair to the game.
Where does he rank in Purdue? Let's go to Purdue. I'm thinking I'm not even getting into that.
One or two.
It's where does he rank in Purdue?
Actually, Rick Mount.
Okay.
I mean, Rick Mount's up there.
If, right? If I had to do it, and you can say, Zoe, you're coming off soft and all that.
No.
Hey, I got to go with the dog because I've seen it up close, and I've seen it every time down in 2 years of production, high level. And then, Zach, but it's 1A, 1B, however you want to look at it, man. But Zach, the numbers across the board, when you're talking the production, he's had points, rebounds, block shots, man, there's never been a college player, in my opinion, that ever done that. So, but I can't get past my man. It's just hard for me.
That's the bias coming out, Randall.
No, I can't get past it, and I agree. I'm angry with him because he cost me a lot of money. Because when he came out in '94 and he asked for that 100, they were like, no, we putting a salary cap on these rookies. So, big dog, you owe me a check. You number one in my book, but you owe me a check.
I have a question about big dog. Serious question. You don't see a lot of him.
Yes.
You don't see him. I don't. Is he here for
the dog?
Why?
He's involved. I can show you text streams. He's involved. But you got to understand, dog, as talented as he was as a ball player, dog's a humble guy outside of family and friends. Really is. I mean, it's not like he loves Purdue. His son is going to Purdue. He'll be a freshman the next fall. So he loves Purdue, man. He's just a low key kind of guy, man, enjoying his life.
Really?
Oh yeah, he loved, man.
It's
just
crazy though, because you don't hear much.
But again, he was a guy because he was so talented. People expect him to be out to meet and all that. He was just a guy that loved to play the game. He loves rap music, loved making music, loved being with his family. That's who he is.
Really?
Yes.
Really. He was. I mean, man.
Yes.
So give me a story. You said Paint, when you guys play together, he would go in the huddles and he would make suggestions. Everything. Yes. Give me a story, because we see Paint even Keel.
Yes.
Hurley's out of his mind, right? Give me a Paint story of when he wasn't even Keel. Give me something, it might be off the court, something you remember of Paint. It might even be recent.
Well, I would say, again, Paint is not a guy that really chews on you as a coach. He's not going to chew on his staff, his men. He's not going to really chew on his players. Now, he'll address situations. But again, I'll give you a story when we were – teammates. And I used to struggle with Coach my freshman year, because Coach, you take miss one shot, all of a sudden you're shaking, you're nervous. And Payne would just say, man, you can't worry about what Coach says. You got to play your game. You got to do this. And he would say that, man, and he wasn't afraid to say it. This is what you got to focus on to be good. And I ended up starting playing some of the small forward when Payne was the starter. And I remember when I was on the staff with him when he became the head coach, and he just said, man, you have to help me. You got to give input. You know, because I was just kind of sitting back and just kind of finding my way. So he was aggressive. Hey, you got to help him do your part. So Payne, as successful as he is and intelligent as he is, he's a humble guy. And he's not one of those guys to say, look at me, I'm the head coach, man. When this season's over, we cut down the nets, man, paint a bit. The Cubs baseball games, he'd be on the lake with his family, man, just low key.
He'll be throwing out a few
pitches. Yeah, man, just that's who he is. And he's about his guys, man.
What would it mean for Purdue to win this national title? What would it mean for them to win tomorrow night?
I mean, great question. But, man, I can answer for me. They've already won. Because you know what goes into this thing. I mean, Payne will be a Hall of Famer when he's done it, if he's done coaching. And Payne's one of those guys, man, have great success. He can do this 5 years, 10 years, or he can quit in 2 years just because of the joy of it. So he's a guy that values what he's doing. He loves what he's doing. But for Purdue basketball and all the guys, man, this will be phenomenal.
I've said this about him, and I wanted to know if you know him personally in this. Doing it this way in this modern times with a big man, after being bounced last year, it's natural to have some doubts. And I think, so you're saying him already winning, is this part of it? Is this validation because he stayed committed to this style?
No question. But because, again, we keep this all rated PG and G for the kids. But we also can talk about the last 20 years and how he's done it.
No question.
Going against who he's going against and stay consistent with how he's done it. See, we never talk about that. We talk about all the guys that win.
No.
But we never talk about this man was in the trenches scratching and clawing and the way he did it and stay consistent with it. We never talk about that, but that's what makes him number one.
if they win, we saw Paint and Robbie Hummel. They were crying after the game. Are you going to be crying too? We going to tears.
I'm not afraid to cry. So that's nothing for me. You see me cry. It's not that. But just I'm so happy, man. Because again, you know, man, you know what goes into it, man. It takes a lot out of you. So to even get to this point, it's like, shh, we made it. So it's all a bonus to me, man.
So you do have a new job. You are the Missouri State head coach.
Yes.
Talk to me about the Valley. Talk to me about getting back to that conference. Talk to me about
2.0.
It's great, man, just to be back in it. So I had 2 years off. Beautiful vacation. My life was scripted for 2 years. I take my daughter to school. We walk the dog. My wife and I go work out together. I did a lot of writing. So whenever I decided to release books and that sort of thing, and just I started a podcast. That's going great. And man, just it was beautiful for 2 years to have a peace of mind. And then my wife, she just said, I think you need to get back in it because I think that's who you are and what you provide for young men. So that's why I'm here.
Now this dude, I mean, here's the one thing you could say being around the Purdue family, right? The Purdue family. There's no bullshit with the Purdue family. Like, no. This dude, Painter, Paul Lutz, Brandon Brantley, all those dudes. Everybody, right? I mean, that.
Yes.
When you say, like, if there's one thing, it's like, put on your hard hat.
Yes.
And there's no bullshit. You're gonna have to outwork people.
You know, I said, somebody asked me about my Purdue experience and even with Coach Katie being on his staff. And I said, the one thing, and this is the most important thing as you navigate through life, I met Coach at 17, 18 years old, I'm 52 now. And I just said, Coach Katie allowed me to operate with integrity. And that is a hard thing to do when you're a young coach coming into this game. I'll never forget when I got on his staff, because all the lessons he taught me as a player, all the lessons. Phenomenal coach, but the life lessons. And then when I got on the staff as a young coach, there were certain places I went to recruit, and he said, you don't need to go recruit there because we're not going to do what it takes to get that kid. So, again, he could have sit there and said, we need to get ball players to win, and that would have been my path. I wouldn't be sitting here today if that would have been the case, but he allowed me to operate with integrity, and I am the man I am because of that.
Well, listen, Coach Martin, we appreciate you being here. Congratulations on the run your Broilers made. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you.
At some point this year, you guys are going to pull off an upset, Missouri State. We're going to have you on the field of 68
yeah,
after
like
dark.
That.
And when we ask, like you that. Can't say no.
No, I'll
you
be got, here.
We ask,
I'll
you can't here, say no. Returning guest, Konzo Martin, Missouri State head coach, Purdue alum. We'll be back.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Heard by now, we are partnered with BetMGM. We'll be using the BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for the listeners and the viewers of the Field of 68. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, you can use the bonus code FIELD, and you will get up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's the best part. All you need to do is deposit and bet $10 of your own hard-earned money. This is how you make it work. Download the BetMGM and sign up using the bonus code FIELD. Deposit at least $10 and place your first wager on any game. And three, you will receive up to $1,500 in bonus bets if that bet loses. And most importantly, we have some fun stuff coming up for the Final Four. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops, odds boosts, and what I love, a nice little parlay boost, as well as a ridiculous array of prop bets on anything that you could possibly imagine betting on. BetMGM is and always will be the king of the prop bet. So go download the BetMGM app and use that code FIELD to sign up today. It's time to talk about Vaulted. Vaulted is an app that allows you to store your predictions now and forever. It also allows you to challenge your friends to prove that your takes are, in fact, smarter than theirs. But what makes Vaulted great is that it allows you to keep all the receipts that you need to prove that your friends are not as smart as they think they are. With that in mind, let's roll through the five worst Vaulted predictions that were made on the Field of 68 After Dark this season. On November 6th, Jeff Goodman predicted that St. Mary's would make it back to the Final Four. They lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. On November 29th, it was predicted that Arkansas would win the SEC. They finished 12th out of 14 teams. That prediction was made by Jeff Goodman. On December 13th, it was predicted that Michigan State would win the Big Ten. They finished in sixth place. That prediction was made by Jeff Goodman. On December 29th, it was predicted that Miami would return to the Final Four this season. They finished 14th out of 15 teams in the ACC. That prediction was made by Jeff Goodman. So download the Vaulted app, that's spelled V-L-T-E-D, from the App Store now and start keeping all of those receipts. Nothing better in sports than tournament time, which is why I need to tell you guys about our partners over at Rhythm. If you're into sports betting, you need Rhythm, the place for data-backed props and picks. For those that are unfamiliar, Rhythm, spelled R-I-T-H-M-M, is the go-to mobile app for player props and game picks. Backed by AI predictive models, Rhythm helps you make smarter and faster betting decisions across all sports, but particularly college basketball. With Rhythm, you get data-backed picks for every single Division I game, every single day. Users get free picks daily with the ability to upgrade to unlimited access. If you want to increase your edge and win more bets, go to the link in the description and download Rhythm today. That's R-I-T-H-M-M, the place for data-backed props and picks.
Let's play the feud. It's time for Field of 68 Trivia.
There he is. Okay, I was looking for you. I didn't see you.
I am your host, John Fanta. We'll try to channel my best Pat Sajak or Bob Barker or Regis Philbin here. Our wonderful producers, Dagan and Trevor, have put together an amazing rundown of questions from this year in college basketball. Let's introduce our teams tonight. First, we welcome in a great North Carolina Tar Heel. His knowledge of history knows no limits. He didn't cheat. It's John Henson.
Put the phone down, Henson. No Googling. No listen, Googling.
Who are listen, you texting? Listen,
guys, put guys, the phone
guys,
down.
Guys.
He's Googling. He's texting Sean Paul.
Guys.
Our next contestant.
I got this guy on my team today.
Is a Medill School grad. He doesn't use hair product. He's wearing a hoodie that
Lululemon.
That he got from Lululemon. Ladies and gentlemen, he's Kevin Sweeney. Our next contestant on team two.
Also doesn't use hair products.
Said
also does not use hair products.
Said that it's harder to be bald.
It is, man. It's a lot of work.
Than to have hair. He is a former All-American himself. He's known for one of the best GIFs, memes, whatever you want to call it, in basketball history. He is Randolph Childress. And our final competitor is a knower of ball. He does put product in his hair.
He comes from the Jeff Borzello product, hair product company.
That's correct. He is a dad. He is a coach. He has never been thrown out of a rec league baseball or basketball game, correct?
Facts.
Any close technical fouls?
No, never won.
He's got time yet.
Yeah,
he's got time.
A long way to go.
Don't
he does
him.
A podcast with Terrence Oglesby.
Who's reffing the game tomorrow.
Is he?
Yeah, T.O. is.
He is, yeah. He is Rob Dalster. Here we go. We have questions here. You're going to write on your whiteboard, and you will be awarded points. The producers will keep track of the score.
Don't let these dudes see.
Our producers are so excited about this segment because we have tried to do this all season, and now it's time.
Stop trying to cheat on my paper, bro.
Question number one. In this photo on the screen, so what I have is question one. Tyler Hansborough said what to elicit this reaction?
Who's going to know that? Something about Cleveland.
It happened on the show. It something was about not Cleveland. About Cleveland. Hansborough said something on the show this year that set me into this.
I mean, come on, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right, you have to say something. A phrase that Hansborough said.
15 seconds. Yeah.
Might as well try to pull a
10 seconds. Here we go.
All right, I got it. I think I got
five,
it.
Five, four,
stop cheating, Sweeney.
Three, two, one. Doster and Childress, what do you have?
Illinois is a borderline NCAA tournament team.
That's a good guess, but it was not that. Kevin Sweeney.
I've got one from the classic intro. Cold cuts, they suck.
Committee. We'll give him the point.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It was sandwiches suck.
Well,
it was sandwiches suck. Sweeney and Henson are on the board.
No.
That counts.
I don't want to take. That was all Sweeney, but I'll take
it. IBFW. No, hell no.
I'll take a half point.
Hell no.
Half point.
The founder of the company has jumped in and said it can't count.
No.
A half point.
On the sizzle reel, our last call, he says cold cuts. They suck.
No, he said sandwiches suck.
No, on the sizzle?
He said sandwiches suck.
Listen.
There we go.
Listen to these fans. Come on, people. Come on, people. This is awesome!
Let's go Boilers! Let's go Boilers!
Let's
go Boilers!
College basketball's the best!
Let's go Boilers! Let's go Boilers! Let's go Boilers! UConn! UConn! UConn!
There we go.
Wow. You can't even get that on game day because you don't have opposing fan bases. I'm going to award no points to keep it interesting. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's going to be a point.
And this entire company.
Here we go.
The only man to finish with any integrity is right there.
Question two. Who on the Bold Prediction Show said Villanova would win the national championship?
What was the Bold Prediction?
Who on the Bold Prediction Show said Villanova would win the national championship? Okay. All right. Who do you got here? Who on the Bold Prediction Show did Jeff Goodman say would win the national championship?
What? Did Jeff Goodman say would win the national
championship? You just gave the answer, Fancy.
Oh, it was Jeff Goodman.
We get those.
Who did you put? No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You have nothing on there. Point to Doster and RC.
This is Jeff.
1-0. Look, 1-0, Doster and RC. There was nothing on
this
the board.
This is an absolute scam.
He put Jeff on.
I had Goodman. You gave it away. I erased it to write Villanova.
You gave us an answer. How can you give us an answer to take a point? I don't understand.
Question
and
number three.
The first one right, too.
Question number three.
I'm shafted here.
Question number three. Which Power 6 player played the most total minutes in college basketball this season? Which Power 6 player?
Including the tournament.
Power 6 is a key word.
Everything, including the tournament, played the most total minutes this season. They do not play for either of the two teams playing tomorrow. Here we go. Here we go.
I'm trying to think of like a guy that just doesn't come out.
Can we get a conference? Can we get a conference?
I cannot wait to watch that clip back. That might have been an all-time moment on this network.
All right, we're good.
We had an outburst from the fans. All right, here we go. Which Power 6 player played the most total minutes
Mark
this
Sears.
Season? Rob says Mark Sears. He is wrong. Kevin says Baylor Shireman. He is wrong. The correct answer is Marcus Damask from Illinois. Great stuff, fellas.
I mean, look.
He wouldn't have been in my top 50.
I mean.
No, I never got that.
Here we go.
The trivia is like also.
This next one is a great question.
Jesus.
How many massages did Rob Doster get in his four-day trip to Las Vegas? This game really is rigged.
Rob don't even know.
Part of the game. First see, Rob doesn't even know.
Don't let him see.
Hold on.
We're getting clever over here.
Okay.
I have the right answer. Hold on.
What is it?
Correct.
Two plus one lookalike
is one answer from Kevin. Rob?
The answer is two.
Two from Rob.
How do you know?
All right, so here's the deal. I'm awarding a point to Doster and Childress, which puts them up 2-0. But because of 2+1, I'm giving out 2 points to Sweeney. This game is tied at 2.
This scoring is bullshit.
See, that's called a give-back call. That's called a give-back call. All right? I'm channeling my inner Jeffrey Anderson, Roger Harrison, Terry Oglesby, who tomorrow have a very hard job. Question number four. Which Final Four player has played at the most schools?
The most what?
Schools. Has played for the most teams.
Which Final Four player?
Yep, they're in the Final Four. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, okay, our contestants are ready.
Fancy,
Robert.
The
question, folks.
You have an angelic voice.
Which Final Four player has played at the most schools? Robert, go ahead.
Aaron Estrada,
we're tied at 3. We're tied at 3.
Easy money.
This is the best segment in this network's history.
This actually is
we fun. Have fans going crazy. We have a game tied up at 3. We have more questions here. on January the 5th. Fanta.
Did not know that when we were going.
Fanta reassured Illinois fans their season wasn't over to the tune of what song? You have to be a hardcore After Dark viewer to know what song I sang. It was on a Friday night. Illinois lost to Purdue, and I sang a song that we put out. Trevor, do you remember the song? Yes.
And you sang?
Yes. It's by an 80s band. It's by an 80s band. We're tied at 3.
No, Sean's cheating again. Sean is cheating again.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing. I'm not. What are we going to guess at?
Henson's got something. What song? The tune of what song?
I have no idea. I trust John Henson.
Here we go. Henson. What do you put? Okay, nope.
Electric Avenue.
Nope.
Sing it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the right words right because like it was so hard.
Since you don't even
sing.
Know.
No. Sing.
Don't
go,
stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Underwood's gonna get Journey. Don't stop believing, brother.
How do you not know Journey?
I was 7, 8 years old. Sorry.
Marcus Domask.
Next question.
And their belief ended in the Elite Eight. But their season didn't end. Order the final coaches, final four coaches. Order the final four coaches. We're tied at 3 from youngest to oldest. How old are they? So you have... You've got, in this no particular order, you've got Matt Painter, you've got Dan Hurley, you've got Kevin Keats, you've got Nate Oates. Order them from youngest to oldest. Youngest to oldest.
Hey, Fanta, point for each.
What? Oh, there's a point for each? There's a point for each on this question.
I've got a hypothesis.
All right, Kevin Sweeney and John Henson, you're first up.
Okay. So my order, we had Oates, Keats, Painter, Hurley. Horrible?
That's horrible.
Oates, Keats,
which one?
Painter, Hurley. Okay. You got Nate Oates correct, Kevin.
You got 1 point.
Only
got,
1 point.
We got Oates, Keats, Hurley,
Hurley, Keats, and Painter, right?
Oates, Keats, Hurley, Paint, meaning you got 2 right, so Doster and Childress pull ahead by 1. It's 5.
What was the order?
Okay. 5-4. I thought it was a little twist.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Next question. Chicago State ended their regular season on what date? The closest date wins. Rob was looking at Sweeney's whiteboard. And Kevin, 219, Doster, 217. It was February 19th. How do you know that, you sicko?
I'm in Chicago. I got to have a pulse of the city.
He lives there.
I was close. I was close.
I wasn't at the game either.
If there's anything that you could take from this trivia contest, it's that the officiating has been very equal. We've had give back calls for both sides.
Oh, he doubled their score.
they said to me.
I had the correct answer on the cold cuts, they suck thing anyway.
Yeah, okay. 5-5, 5-all. This has been great. Which Final Four team's campus is the closest to State Farm Stadium? Geography question. Look at them thinking. They don't know! Geography. Yeah, okay. Which Final Four team's campus is the closest to State Farm Stadium? Connecticut, NC State, Purdue, or Alabama? Which Final Four team's campus is the closest to State Farm Stadium? Are we ready?
Hold on.
Folks, I think we might have a changed answer. They wiped it out! They wiped out the answer! Go ahead, Kevin! Purdue or Alabama? It was Alabama!
Oh! Rob, what in the world? Are you kidding me? Indiana?
We tricked ourselves.
So now, tell me what happened there.
No, because we were like, this. The Alabama's too obvious. They wouldn't ask that question. It's too obvious. But it's too obvious.
It's not too obvious.
It's too obvious.
Who thought of Alabama on your side?
Me.
Of course.
And then did you say? Oh, RC with the late switcheroo. It's 6-5, Sweeney and Henson.
6-5. Too obvious.
Next question.
Unbelievable.
Who did Samuel L. Jackson say flops like he's on a soccer pitch? I have three questions left after this. All right, here we go. Here we go. Answer. Hunter and Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah, Hunter.
So that puts us at 7-6. Sweeney and Henson are up 7-6. We have three to play.
A lot of work to be done.
We have a Connecticut fan ready to go. You look familiar from a show we did last year.
It's a little red.
Next. Which of the final four teams... What do you have to say?
Let's go Huskies! Come on, Huskies!
Boring Rock!
He's never been here before. Let's go! Let's run it back! Let's run it back!
Boring Rock!
You've never been here before! Let's go! Let's go!
Boring Rock! Let's go!
Boring Rock, baby! Let's go!
A reminder, we're going to decide the college basketball national champion tomorrow night. All right. Give me a UCONN chant. Yeah, go ahead. It's halftime here.
Are you kidding me? Earthquake! Where's Boeheim? Boeheim's hiding!
Oh my gosh. Boeheim is hiding. Boeheim is hiding.
That is why he has a wrap on his knee, probably tore his ACL, cheering for the Huskies.
We have three trivia questions left, Jeff. We have three trivia questions left. All right, here we go. Which of the final four teams played they're writing on a whiteboard. You can't yell at the issue. Which of the final four teams played the most overtime games this season? Which of the final four teams played the most overtime games this season? NC State, Purdue, Alabama, UConn. Which of the final four teams played the most overtime games this season?
Five, four,
Sweeney and
three,
Henson are
two,
leading
one.
7-6. Go ahead, Rob.
It's over.
Go ahead.
No, no.
I didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything. No. Did you see something?
That is bullshit. They saw it.
I saw nothing. I swear to you, I saw nothing.
As soon as I hold up the whiteboard,
he's an honest man. I promise you, Doster. Doster.
Run back to
Doster.
As soon as he saw the whiteboard, he ran back. Yes!
To be clear, to defend my honor, to defend my honor, to defend my honor.
No point to Sweeney and Henson, 7-7.
As soon as I held up the board, he changed it.
Can I defend my honor?
We saw it.
Can I defend my honor?
No. Two to go, ladies and gentlemen.
We know you don't have any honor.
Here we go.
I'm just very disappointed at their lack of belief. Sweeney is a good guy,
I'm a good guy.
Why would we trust anybody with you on it?
I'm just telling you.
Here we go, 7-7. How many times has UConn sent their men's and women's teams to the Final Four in the same season?
I'll take my
test of knowledge. How many times has UConn sent their men's and women's team to the Final Four in the same season. We're tied at 7 with 2 questions left after this. Go ahead, Robert. What do you have?
Hey, we got to go.
I saw his answer, so he's committed. Go ahead. Go ahead. 3. The correct answer is 4. Doster and Childress pull at 8-7. This would be Bobby D's biggest win.
All the marbles.
It's all right.
What team got stuck in an elevator, causing the start of their game to be delayed? What team got stuck in an elevator, causing the start of their game to be delayed? Do you have your – hold on. He does not have his answer yet, Kevin, so do not unveil it. We are at 8-7. Doster and Childress are ahead.
Stonehill.
All right. 5, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Rob, go ahead. You're up 8-7.
Doster's got to reveal it first.
Go ahead.
It is a team that is near and dear to the hearts of a lot of the Purdue faithful. Is that right?
He says FDU. Sweeney says FDU. This is a 9-8 game. Last question.
Here we go.
If we're tied, we go to sudden death.
If we're tied, can we do a shotgun? See who finishes the first? No?
No, we can work
shotgun
it.
Shotgun a beer?
We'll discuss with
I'm
the
with
committee.
The shotgun.
Can we, if it's a tie, can we shotgun a beer and see who wins?
Shotgun regardless.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, that's what the tiebreaker might be. Detroit Mercy won one game this season. Who did they beat?
Hey, there was the only time they were favorite. I know this one.
Hey, folks, start brewing that beer.
Only time they were favorite, baby. They got the W.
We might have to have a shotgun off. Do we have to get a waitress or waiter to get us one beer? What? All right, here we go. Oh! Go ahead, Kevin. Wait, no. The drama here is actually, who's up here? Robin Randolph or up?
Let Robin and Bill.
Kevin, no, because Kevin's trailing. So this would tie it. He says, IUPUI on Valentine's Day. On Valentine's Day. Robert, you said.
It's always, you know, I think we need to run it back because now look. I've been sitting back and observing.
That's
it's
the
some
worst
BS
thing I've
going
ever
on
seen.
Around here. Because Rob looks clueless until the last minute, and then all of a sudden he comes up with this magical right answer.
Also, this is the worst PS.
He comes up with this magical right
Ryan.
Answer.
Good man, he can't lose with
no. Ship. No. This is crazy. Rob, show close.
Judge. Hold on. I'm going to pull in our judge.
I have no – look.
Let me pull in our judge here.
Somebody's talking about.
Okay, sit down.
Somebody's talking about.
So here's what we've got. Henson and Sweeney believe they just tied the game. They think how? Rob was looking at their whiteboard.
No, that's not what he said.
I didn't say No. Stop looking at my whiteboard. All I'm saying is this.
A guy that went to Carolina?
No, look.
We have a confirmed
Rob looks perplexed. Rob looks perplexed. As soon as we put the board down, all of a sudden, Rob has the correct answer.
I said IUPUI.
He said it to me. He said it to me.
Randall got the Randolph. Hey, Randolph from D.C. Now, don't get it twisted. Now, them boys up there, real slicksters up there, real slicksters.
I need a waiter or a waitress here.
One per team for the competition. No. One per team for the competition. Henson versus.
I need a waiter or a waitress here to get
can
us.
I take
four
Henson against anyone here.
We need 4 beers.
I'll drink beer.
Okay, I'll drink for you.
No, Henson versus Doster or, for the competition.
Oh, Henson versus Doster.
Doster's going to kill
the competition.
Doster's going to kill me.
Quickly, 2
beers.
Live. 2 quick beers.
In a can.
Doster's going to face Henson in a shotgun off with beers. Oh, it's a glass.
That's fine.
It's a drink off.
I'll drink an old fashioned.
Chug off.
I just don't drink beer.
So who's going to win this?
I'm betting the world on you, Henson.
I have not chugged a beer since I was at frat court in Carolina, but.
You were where?
Frat court. It's where all the frat houses are. So.
What is the writing here? What's the
hand? IU upside down bowl.
What is it? IU
IU Breast Cancer Awareness UI.
It does. It did look like that. It did look like the ribbon that you see on it did. I'm sorry, but yeah, it's going to be tough.
No.
Did you know the answer?
Yes, I knew the fucking answer.
Hey, it's a family program.
There's kids around here. Sean Paul is watching.
I do not appreciate the slander.
My mom is watching.
I do not.
And we're over here cursing. Mother, I'm sorry. And just wait for me to shotgun this beer.
Mrs. Henson, I apologize. I apologize.
Well, you're going to apologize second because he's about to.
Mrs. Henson, I have a lot of respect for you.
Chug a beer.
I don't have much respect for your son, Mrs. Henson. I don't have much respect for your son.
Okay, we'll do a son death question.
All right, I'll do a son death question.
No.
I think that this will be better.
No, I'm not agreeing to any of this. We won. We lost. Here.
Okay, here they are. Here we go.
This is what they got to do, RC. This is what they got to do.
John Henson and Rob Doster.
Here we go.
This is going to be captured live. Okay.
This is what they have to do. Here's what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Henson, take that. Take your L.
It was an L. Okay. So come to the center stage.
Listen.
The fans are going to be judging here, too.
If you don't want the smoke, you don't want the smoke.
Beer off here. Go ahead.
If you don't want
to go to the center of the table.
You're not going
to
drink.
All right. Wait. Okay. All right. You're going to pick. Are you doing this? Yes, we're doing this.
You lost.
Yes. No. All right, here we go.
Just cheers.
No.
Toss it tonight.
In three.
Chug. Come on. We got to chug.
Oh, you're. I want to see you chug. It's too late now.
I'll chug with Dustin.
Three.
Hold on. We got to be toasted. We're doing a toast tonight.
Go ahead, what's your toast of the night?
Here's my toast of the night. It's to everyone that came out here, to everyone that showed up, to everyone that made this environment, to make this Final Four special, and to me and Randolph, because we got that dub.
Cheers.
In three, two.
Chug.
Yes, all right, hold on. All right, cool. In five, four, three, two, one. Doster edges Henson by a whisker. A whisker. And that.
I impressed myself on that.
Very nice.
It's been a while.
Very nice. And he's got a double L. That's going to do it for us. We are live with you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
Producers, what time are we live at tomorrow? We're live tomorrow at 3 o'clock local. That'll be 6 Eastern time ahead of the national championship game between UConn and Purdue. Who's going to win tomorrow?
Purdue! Let's go, Boilers!
Come on!
The Boiler fans are ready. The Husky fans are ready. That does it for us from Hus Brewing. Thanks to
Hey, clip that up. That's going on the gram.
We'll see you tomorrow for the national championship game, a dream matchup between the Huskies and Boilers. One more day left in this remarkable season.